Wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We are here. Wow. I wish I could get all of you up here to have a look over the crowd, but it is such a joy to be with you. And yes, Heather and I arrived 2 weeks ago now, and finding our way around, I actually got back from Beulah Church to Johnny and Sheila's home without Google, so we are slowly taking over. But at times, I must admit to feeling a little like an intruder, so please help us over these days. But we really do feel that God is with us in a very special way. I do want to also welcome all the overseas guests. I saw Lawrence and Esther over there, and Jan and Annika here, and the guys from Dubai, Pete and Liz. I saw you there. Thank you for coming to check on us. They are looking after us, and I've almost lost my Dubai stone. Oh, no, not really, eh? But it really is a joy, and on behalf of Ray and I, Trevor and Gary, great to have you here, Gary, over from South Africa, who've carried this young movement, this very young movement over the last months. We do want to thank you for the trouble and the just the commitment you have shown in being with us. I'm totally convinced we're in for a fabulous time, and but we really are thrilled by all you've done. Trevor stole a few of my lines. He must have been reading my notes before I got up here. But just to say to you that Fusion is a key for us as we go forward. I don't think we could have got the timing better if we had tried, because I do believe that God wants to launch us into something in the months ahead. For those of you who have got to know me over the years, you will know that when it comes to conferences or gatherings like this, I so often have emphasized, I've encouraged that instead of us gathering to big name speakers and gifts, which I love and I've always feasted on them, but I've always felt, particularly the last few years, that we needed a new wineskin and that God wants us to gather to Him. And so it was lovely even hearing Gareth earlier, let's gather to God. And this is a gathering to God. And I believe as we do that, He will lead us in new ways for this time and all He has for us. One of the most important things we can do over this time is surrender fully to His purposes. And even as we laid down Dubai, which as you can imagine was quite a big thing, we were really very, very settled in Dubai, but felt such a strong call to be here. And I do, in fact, I forgot to even thank you for the wonderful welcome to the UK. All those at Beulah, thank you so much for the wonderful welcome. Living Hope Church for the flowers that were in our room when we arrived, and the Wheelers who have made us so welcome. It's just been quite extraordinary. But we really do feel the purposes of God burning in our hearts for this season. In March this year, we gathered in Clarens, South Africa, which is actually our hometown. Many of you have been there. I see so many faces and I think, I met you in Clarens. And while we were there, God spoke to me very clearly about our move here to the UK. And I saw a beautiful picture of a well. And wells are beautiful, particularly for those who live on farms, for water, refreshing resources for cattle and for all that we do. And as I was seeing this picture of this beautiful well with this beautiful clear water, somebody came and prayed for me, Gavin Northcote, and he said, Steve, I believe God's going to call you to change wells to springs. Now, we are very blessed on our farm in South Africa to have the most beautiful clear spring that's way up on the mountainside. And right through the day and night, the spring is just releasing the most purest water to our farm homestead. And I believe that when you have a well, it's wonderful, but it's hard work. You always have to go draw the water. There's a lot of effort goes into it. And I believe that what God is saying is that we're going to go into a season of the supernatural, where we're going to begin to see a flow of God that is truly from Him and by Him, truly supernatural. I am full of faith for it, and I believe that God's going to transform churches. And even as we begin this, Rodney, thank you so much for that word. Even as we begin, I believe there's going to be a supernatural work as we push forward. And I hope that even as we gather as this group of churches, that even very quickly we will begin to multiply not only in gifts and in our measure, but also in the number of new church plants across this nation. This week I got before God and I was praying for the conference. I was getting ready to prepare my message for tomorrow night. And I asked God, I said, God, I want us to gather to you. That's so burning in my heart. Let it not be to excellent worship, which we will definitely have, or great preaching, which I know we will have. But let us gather to you that our hearts will burn because we were in the presence of God. And as I was praying that, and I was praying, Lord, let us gather, I felt prompted to look at a scripture that carried those words. And if you have a Bible, you can turn there quickly. It's Numbers 21 and verse 16 to 18. So I found the scripture and I turned in. It says in verse 16, if you haven't got it, you can listen carefully. And from there, they continued to Beer. That means well. That is the well of which the Lord said to Moses, gather the people together so that I may give them water. Isn't that incredible? Gather them together that I may give them water. And immediately this caught my heart because those were the very words of my prayer. But I want you to see Israel's response. Israel then sang the song, spring up, O well, sing to it, the well that the princes made, that the nobles of the people dug with their scepter and with their staves. I just feel that God has begun a deep work in us already. And with a promise like this, that God is saying, just come. I'm going to refresh you with clear water tied up to the earlier word that God had so put in my heart for this nation. I believe that we are going to see great things. I believe that we will see springs burst forth among us. I agree with Rodney where he said, even in churches, where at the moment you feel like you're dragging your feet, I believe that we're in a season where we'll start to see just a shift and a momentum grow among us. And that's where fusion comes in. I was in a room many years ago, 1993, as a young spirit-filled believer. And that morning I was right at the back. I was watching this group of leaders pray. There were about 120. I was a visitor among them. And a young guy at that time by the name of Rob Rufus, who many of you have heard speak because he spoke at our Bible conferences here in the UK. He stood up and he said this, a time is coming when 7 years will be like 7 months. 7 months will be like 7 weeks, and 7 weeks like 7 days. And brothers and sisters, I believe that we are living in those times. I've seen manifestation of it in certain ways. Over this time that we've spent in Dubai with Pete and Liz and others, we saw such a speeding up of events there that what should have taken so much longer in an Arabic nation seems to have just happened. And we would often laugh together and say, this is just unreal. Where are all these people coming from? What's happening here? And I want to say to you this evening, I believe that It's stepping into the promises of God that God wants us to do. Where he wants us to, through faith, say, God, I'm going to believe you for this. Where we face difficult pastoral situations in churches, start believing God. What, Lord, if it's going to take so long, shorten it for us. We're going to believe you for that. And so as we kick off here at Fusion, and it's such a joy to be here, walking among the tents is quite an unusual experience for us. I went to Stoneleigh once many years ago when I first met Ray and Sue. But seeing you all and seeing the growing family is deeply moving. that brothers and sisters, I believe that times are going to move on very quickly for us. Times are going to multiply. It's going to be exponential that we will see things happen. It'll be just doubling up and growing and growing. So I want to ask you to really join us and give yourselves. Tomorrow morning on your program, you'll note that we are praying at 7:30, half seven, I think you say, in this nation. I was hoping I was going to get a cheer for that one. Thank you so much. Got one other person coming to join me. Tomorrow we're praying at 7:30. Hallelujah, we're getting there. You see, things are moving quickly. And we're really going to trust God for great things. And I believe God will release many to us that'll go on to fulfill great exploits for the Lord. You would have noticed the banners around in the trees outside the building. These are people who've gone before us. Each one's got a story. Each one we look to and we think, wow, that name, Hudson Taylor or Gladys Aylward, all these names, they started like we're starting. They started in small ways and believed God for great things. So thank you so much for making us feel so welcome. We now have a really nice little card in our wallets. We are now religious migrants, so please treat the migrants very kindly. But we are with you and part of you, and God bless you. Can you please just stand for a moment? I want to pray over us, and then I'll hand back to Trevor. Father God, Father, Lord, we thank you for this evening that we can gather in this way around worship, standing shoulder to shoulder before you. And again, Lord, my heart's cry as we gather to you that you'd move mightily among us. Lord, we believe you have spoken over us. And we pray, Lord, we thank you for the wells, Lord, that have flowed. But now we say, Lord, bring forth the springs, Lord. Bring them forth in our lives. We pray for a supernatural move of your Spirit among us, that every individual life here would be impacted by these days, that communities of the Spirit would be born in our hearts, and the nations would be glad we met at Fusion 2016. Father, I pray and I thank you for the beautiful weather outside, and I pray you would keep it that way. I pray, Lord, you would give us such great fellowship, and Lord, you'd speak deeply to our hearts. Give us an ear to hear. Give us a heart that is wide open for you. We commit ourselves to you. We pray that you would keep us well and strong over these days. And Father, bless us, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. God bless you.